Roll up.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. Got myself Karina on and joined by a man who's got to go directly from the studio freshly onto a plane to be the stand-in to Meghan Markle's father to walk her down the aisle for this weekend, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Who knocks back an invitation to the front row seat of a royal wedding?
Obviously Meghan Markle's father.
So
I think
what's the story there?
In his defense, she has been married before.
She really?
He's like, been there, done that. I've already walked you down once. I'm not doing the track again.
The royals have really let their standards slip from, say, the medieval period, Greeno, when you would have to select a virgin from aristocracy, marry her off probably at the age of 12 or 13, or at least guarantee her, put her in bubble wrap.
Lock her in, like a layaway target.
Layer away.
Yeah.
And so
no
you can layer away later on.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Straight into it.
Boom, boom. Yeah, because she must be not deflowered by the time she gets to the prince, you see. So they've really let their standards down
over
the centuries. I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing, because now we've got, what is it? What is he, like an alcoholic or something? the father?
Is he? I don't know. Well, I don't know the backstory.
He's got some kind of personal problem.
I've read a headline. That's about as
That's
deep,
all I've seen.
That's about as deep as I've gone into this particular story, because there's enough.
So, yeah, well, in the current age, let's just fly right off the handle and come up with all kinds of assumptions.
He's a crackhead. He's definitely a crackhead.
Definitely.
The reason he can't get there is my theory is he's under some kind of like a bond. Where he can't leave his country of birth in America.
Yes.
For the simple fact the police won't let him go out of fear. He'll do a runner and breach his bail on his some kind of drug possession.
There's a new reality show angle for you, Greeno. Mm-hmm. As he's walking Meghan down the aisle, you can get Dog the Bounty Hunter, like smash through some windows, take him down. Take down that perp, Greeno.
I think we could be onto something there.
Cuff him.
I think we could be onto something.
By the way, good evening, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board the listenership, as always, Greeno, and the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world.
Now, Damo, last week we had a bit of a chat about Family Feud, about the fact that your individual Twitter handle has now overtaken the block.
That's right. We hit 600 today.
Your thing got 600?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's better than us.
Okay.
Now, I took that feedback on board, and I'm like, look, we need to do something to fix this.
Yes.
And I looked back at our demographics, and I thought, look, where have we focused our attention?
Who are we appealing to?
Exactly. So, I think we joined Twitter in like 2011, 2012, something like that. Yeah. Call it 2011.
2011.
And from 2011 through to about 2015, maybe 2016, sole focus was sport.
Yeah.
We focused on the sport content on both the show.
Well, to be fair, there was also a lot of effort, a lot of work on your behalf of insulting people.
Well, that
Twitter.
As well. But that feeds into sport, doesn't it?
Looking back, like in hindsight, I mean, everybody's got 20/20 vision in hindsight. Mm. It's probably not the most productive networking technique.
No.
Go around on Twitter insulting everyone.
It may explain why we've never got any job leads and have been arseholed to the 10 p.m. Thursday night slot.
Do you reckon we need to go back? Because, you know, Twitter's bringing in a whole new terms of service, Greeno.
Yeah.
So we could be banhammered. In the weeks to come.
Really?
Do you think it's worth going back and just wiping the entire Twitter feed and starting fresh?
I think you've got
about 7,000 tweets.
Yeah, something like
6,800 of those would be smart insults or just general tomfoolery unrelated to anything that we actually do.
We've turned a new leaf though, Damo.
We've
turned a new leaf. Because we moved, like I said, we moved from sport to smart.
Smart.
We basically just focused on the smart demographic.
Smart central right here.
Exactly. Smart demographic.
Yep.
Now, unfortunately, a bit of spam came in.
Did it?
A little bit. The clientele in itself was top notch, but the addition of the smut component led to the removal of the sporting followers.
Ah, I see.
So it fed into itself. We gained more smut followers, but lost some non-smut followers.
But do you think, as a general sort of risk loss, you know, what would you say, net loss proposition, do you think that there's more smut fans, generally speaking, than there is sport fans, or do you think there's a bit of crossover?
I think it's a bit of crossover. So I think we're kind of, it's the devil with two backs.
Footy, show us your tits.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so it's a combination
of
two things. But we lost the innocent.
We need more motorsport fans. They just got rid of the grid girls, didn't they?
They did. That's gone.
So there's no smut there.
So they can't do that. So
there's no smut there.
Basically, we lost the good, wholesome content.
Yeah.
Of that used to be in the block followers.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
It's an interesting.
So I had a brainstorm this week. I had to do a fixer on ourselves.
Ah, good. Good.
Because I don't know anything about social media.
No.
and I've no idea how to impress people, and I've no idea how to get people to like me.
Yep, just be you.
So I was the man.
How could they not like you?
Yeah, well, that's how the fixer works. Yeah. So I had no idea how to do any of those things. So as of last Saturday, last Tuesday, last Wednesday. Our new focus when it comes to Twitter, we're going for the Golden Girls demographic. I figure this is going to see us boom, Damo.
Well,
we're gonna
old ladies like Spat, don't they?
Oh, not so much that. We're going to focus solely on people who enjoyed the 1980s sitcom classic,
okay,
The Golden Girls.
We might be able to nail like a prunes distributor in the sponsorship.
I've had to adapt my tweeting style.
Yeah.
Everything's in big font so they can see it a bit clearer.
Of course.
All of my tweets are now just waffle.
Yep.
Like they just go on and have no point.
Every tweet should start with, you know, back in my day.
Correct. Yep. That is also another addition.
Yeah.
And since then,
yeah,
10 new followers.
10 new followers?
We're now at almost 510.
Wow.
While we were struggling to get to the 500. So
for 2 years.
New plans working.
Okay.
Now,
the Golden Girls, the untapped demographic.
Untapped
Graham,
demographic.
Except for Blanche fans. They've been tapped often.
They've been tapped very often.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem that's come out of that, every good story, there's always a bit of a bad egg issue.
There is, yeah.
Now, what we opened ourselves up to was some pretty, let's call it intense debate.
Intense debate.
In the Twitter sphere.
Okay.
Because us here at the block,
yep,
we're B. Arthur men.
We are, of course.
When we're talking about our favorite Golden Girl, when we're talking about our favorite girl in general,
yep,
the first that springs to mind, B. Arthur.
Yeah, she actually takes us out.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single week.
Hence, exactly, her and Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't realise the backlash we'd cop.
Really?
For being so pro-B.
The outrage.
Yeah, the outrage it caused on Twitter.
Hey.
Because all I heard for the last week, non-stop in our Twitter feed,
stuff.
Was, well, no, Betty White was the greater of the two.
Really?
So I had to sit there and debate.
That ditzy one.
Yeah, the ditzy one.
Nah.
Because Betty White, apparently. Everyone's going, oh, yeah, they're on the Betty White bandwagon, have been for years.
The Betty White bandwagon.
Everyone's forgetting about the untapped, like, brilliance.
Of B.
And the subtlety.
Yes.
Of B. Arthur.
And the sarcasm, Greeno.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The dry wit.
She was a real bitch.
She was,
yeah,
but in a funny way.
In a funny way.
So,
because they still loved her.
They did.
Yeah.
They still loved her because she was like the matriarch, if you will.
She was. She was like the Jerry.
Mm.
Betty White was like your George Costanza. No, maybe your Kramer.
Maybe your Kramer.
Yep.
Blanche, I guess, was your Elaine.
Yep.
And Estelle Getty would have been Kramer. There we go.
George.
Oh, you reckon George?
Estelle Getty would have been George.
You reckon? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call
Betty
it,
White's a bit more sort of
a
off
bit
the wall.
Out the kilter. Yes, yeah, so yeah, more a Kramer.
Yep.
So look, they're the challenges we're dealing with. Mm. But on the positive side, increased followers, new plant, my step by step crocheting tweets.
Yeah.
Will be kicking off post show.
Excellent. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that.
I'll retweet that.
8 minutes
on my bigger account.
8 minutes and 45 seconds talking about a sitcom from what, 1989, perhaps?
Actually, come to think of it, I don't know if I should retweet that because I tend to think that the people that follow me, for whatever reason they do, may be turned off by a large amount of Golden Girls, you know, content, Greeno. Golden Girls
material. If that's
material,
the case, Damo,
I don't want them. Better off without them.
That you shouldn't be associating with.
Better off without them.
Yeah, exactly.
I like stories about pinatas.
Greeno, story time. What do you got for us?
Story for the week, mate. It's it goes out to the big fella. So big fan of the show.
Tip of the hat to the big
fella.
Tunes
in every week. Now this week, the big fella had to go in for some eye surgery, right?
Okay.
Now he told me it's medical, something to do with his vision.
Well, generally, when you go to hospital, it's for a medical reason, unless you're there to clean the toilets.
Yeah, exactly. So,
which is still a medical reason because sanitary is all important, Greeno.
Yeah, very much the case. There now, he told me he had issues with his sight, had to go in for surgery this week, he's got to go in for surgery down the track. Now, I looked into this a little bit, and I think he might be throwing me a bit of a curveball here.
Now, see, hang on. Can I just pull you up for a second? Is this actually Greeno's story time, or are you just retelling the big fella's story?
No, this is my story time.
This is your story.
This is my story
related
time.
To his story.
To relate to him and an activity he did.
Okay.
So, what in Monday? Now, he said he can't see correctly, right?
Okay.
Now, he wears glasses.
Yes.
Now, my theory is, if you've got a problem with your vision, that's an optometry issue, opposed to a surgical issue, correct?
Oh, it could be.
So my theory.
So you say do away with all eye surgeries, just get a better optometrist.
Just get a better optometrist. Now, what I think has actually happened here, because he's a proud man, the big fella.
He's pussying out.
I think what's actually happened, he's gone in for a bit of a cosmetic procedure.
Ah.
Doesn't want to admit to the cosmetic procedure.
Maybe a little bit of an eye tuck.
A bit of a tuck.
Yeah. Do they do eye tucks?
I think so. Yeah. That's a bit of a. It's a clip. It straightens it out. It gets rid of the crow's feet.
If you've got a bit of the Tim Webster's going on.
Exactly. It pulls them back. It cleans it all up.
A little bit of eye drape.
Takes 10 years off your face.
Appearance. Yeah,
exactly. So I think maybe, just maybe, when the bandages come off,
Could be looking at a whole new man.
The vision may still be shot.
Could be looking at an Adonis,
but he will look like he's 25 again.
Ah, oh, well done.
Put it out there. Bold prediction. Yep.
Is that your exotic
like
bet of the week?
Stories about pinatas.
Not
quite. You want to save it.
I think the odds on that are too short.
Too short.
Too short. I think it's odds on. He went in for a cosmetic procedure.
Excellent. while you're in there, would you get a bit of rhinoplasty, maybe a bit of liposuction?
His nose is all right. His nose is fine. The nose is good.
How about the lummix, Greeno?
He does have a bit of put around lummix. Yeah. Bit of lipo. You know, it could be done.
Hmm.
Just why are you there to get in the eye tuck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why waste the opportunity?
You're
there.
You're
paying for parking.
Two for one, I guess.
Yeah, you're paying for parking. Yeah.
I think it's a fair point.
Does he stay in overnight or is it a day?
He was in out. He was in out within 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
Just, like I said, they just put a bit of gaffer tape around it and he was good to go.
Yeah.
Once again, thanks for listening.
Stapled him up.
Yeah, thanks for listening, big fella.
Yeah.
Now, a bit of excitement throughout the week, Damo.
Okay.
When I heard this news, I was not so much percolating in the nether regions, but I was excited.
You were percolating somewhere.
Actually, sorry, I need to go back to...
I like stories about pinatas.
Remind me, we're talking eyes. Yes. Now, I mentioned in the show last week that I had a bit of an eye issue myself.
Yeah, how's that working?
Terrible. It's not going well. No. So I had to go back to the doctor earlier this week. Still got issues with it.
Maybe it's time for a bit... Maybe get the old fella to bring a business card, Greeno.
A bit of a tuck.
Yeah.
Non-cosmetic. This one's a legit medical one now, right?
Ah.
So...
That's what they all say. No, I've been rubbing my eyes for a week. I've just got to get into hospital and have this tuck.
Get that
procedure.
Up. Yeah.
Procedure.
Now, we're back to the doctor. He's like, okay, new drops. You need new drops, right?
New drops.
New eye drops. That should fix this bad boy. Check him out.
Yeah.
Now, I got the new drops yesterday. Whacked them in the eye.
Do they feel different?
They do feel a little bit different. Does feel a bit better.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking this one might be a winner.
Yeah.
But what was a little bit off-putting
Hopes were high.
Normally, your standard eye drops, your, what's the popular one with the stoners?
The Visine. But you got to get the allergy one for the stoners.
Oh, it's the allergy one.
Oh, you got to get the super duper, TNT level.
Yeah. You've got your NAFCONs. Your NAFCONs are solid. Yeah. That one's an allergy eye thing as well.
See, with the Visine allergy one, you can put the eye drops in and then just go welding.
Yeah, there you go.
Like straight on. You don't even need one of those masks. Your eyes are protected.
Yeah, good stuff.
Stare straight at the sun all day.
Mm.
Don't do that.
No, probably not a wise decision.
No.
So anyway,
but you could.
Now those drops, they're quite clear, right? They're clear drops.
Yes.
No big issue.
Yeah.
If anything comes out of your eye, it looks like a tear.
I wouldn't mind actually a different coloured eye drop because that'd be fun for a day. Like if you just put the red in and then everything's red.
Oh, okay. I see where you're coming from.
Like a bit of food colouring or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Make it fun for the kids, Greeno.
For the kiddies.
The kids donors. Although making it red would
red
probably...
Red kind of defeats the point. They're already there.
How about blue?
Red and blue?
Yeah, the opposite of red.
Or how about green?
Green eyes.
To go with, the feel of the green.
So everyone knows you're on weed.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Now, the new eye drops I've got, however...
Mm.
Are kind of like a milky colour.
A milky colour? What colour's milk? White?
So like white.
Okay.
So I put these drops in my eye. I look down and suddenly there's like white stuff seeping down my eye.
Are you sure that's not your retina melting?
No, that's just, it's the actual drops, right? Now the problem is I have to put these things in every 2 hours.
Mm. Every 2 hours?
Every
that seems
hours.
Like a lot.
It is. It's very excessive, but it needs to be done because I've had this thing for over a month.
Okay.
So anyway, I come out of the bathroom today, look in the mirror, and I'm like, well, I can't go to work looking
see.
Like this. I can see. The problem is I've got white stains coming, dribbling down my face.
Yeah.
It looks like I've taken a money shot. Smack bang in the eye. I'm like, I can't do this at work. So take a look at yourself, eye drop people. Make this one clear for me, please.
I was going to say something more wholesome, like you've literally been crying spilt milk.
Ah.
No, we go straight to money shot. You know why?
Because there wasn't enough smut last week.
Exactly.
I listened back to last week's show.
There was outrage.
There was outrage about the fact that there was not one bit of hot toss in any of that.
Yeah.
And I think that went to pay on our listenership.
Yep.
Zero listeners last week.
Really?
Now, that may or may not be as a result of the fact that we didn't actually put up the podcast. But I'm blaming it on the lack of smut.
I've got good news, though, on that front, Greeno. Double podcast edition this week.
Okay, well, let's get into it now. Let's get into the second segment. We need to get into it now. Yeah. Now, I do have a bit of a gripe.
A bit of a gripe.
I'm gonna call it...
You dick!
It's a dick move.
For Damo.
Okay.
Because in this show, we have an open relationship.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So I let you go off and see other podcasts.
Yes, you do.
Me, myself, I'm a faithful podcast guy. I stick to this one. This is our show.
Nobody else wants you.
No, well, that as well. Combination of two things. So
yet. I mean, if we keep hitting the B. Arthur angle, the sky's the limit.
Look out.
I don't know if there's a Golden Girls fan podcast out there right now.
I'm going to look into it. I could be onto this.
Light bulbs are going off.
Yeah. We're on the money here.
The Golden Girls show.
Actually, before I get to my other point, very disappointed. A person I did follow this week was a Golden Girls fan, didn't get a follow back.
Ah, see? Golden Girls fans, you got to lift your game. That is a dick move.
Definitely dick move.
Because us Golden Girls fans, we've got to stick together.
We've got to stick together. We're few and far between these days.
The Golden Girls podcast, just brainstorm with me here.
Yeah.
Just like we'll watch an episode and then we'll talk about the episode.
Like an audio commentary of Golden Girls.
Yeah, like a DVD commentary, except it's us.
It's us talking Golden Girls.
And it's like, oh, Estelle Getty, that was a fabulous line, don't you think, Greeno? Yeah, not as good as B. Arthur's.
Yeah,
and then, bang, there's a show.
And then we can do a tally. We can keep track of how many men Lance has slept with.
Yes.
We can do the sleep count.
Yes.
This could be a phenomenon.
Yep. The Golden Girls
fan podcast.
The Golden Boys.
Yeah. Now we're talking on the Starting Block Network starting soon.
Yep.
So, I'll let you go see other podcasts in this open relationship.
Mm.
On the proviso, doesn't impact what happens here in this recording boudoir.
Yes.
Now, I've noticed the last couple of weeks.
A little bit dodgy.
A little bit. The pre-arranged agreement about this open relationship.
Yeah.
Doesn't appear to be being adhered to. We had a no-show on the actual show, 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, yes.
Because of other podcasts.
Yes.
Now, this week, lo and behold, I don't see last week's podcast up.
Yeah.
And why was that, Damo?
So you're starting to ask a few questions here.
I'm asking a few questions. I'm sending out private investigators.
Oh, okay.
Because I think something sus is going on here. I'm getting lawyers into action.
Really?
Just to protect my half.
Oh yeah.
Of the starting block.
So next week it could just be called the starting.
Yeah.
Or the block.
Or the block, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, you can't have the block because I'm pretty sure the block on Channel 9 has better lawyers than you do.
Correct. Because we've been together for more than the 7 years required for me to get 50% of the show.
That's right.
So I think if you do choose to go off and find green pastures with your green screen I just need to make sure my half of this relationship
is protected. Okay, no, that's fair enough, Greeno.
Yeah,
I'll speak to my lawyers.
Yeah.
And I'll have my lawyers talk to your lawyers.
Mm.
And you know what? It's nothing that can't be sorted out over a cup of coffee and an episode of The Golden Girls.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to follow us, just look for the B. Arthur. And you'll find your way.
That's what you need to do.
So that's our new Twitter pick.
That is correct. That's our new profile pick. We've had the pointless microphone, which seemed to attract no listeners and no viewers.
That was a sturdy avatar though for a long time.
It was. It's served its purpose for the last 8 years. But you got to evolve. And if
you
we're
do.
Going to evolve, we're going to evolve the B. Arthur.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
Because she's a higher level life form.
Correct.
On Earth. She's probably the highest level life form on Earth. Granted, and she's also like 6'10".
Yeah. And also 6 feet under.
And 6 feet under.
So between two of those things, we're doing well.
Yeah, she's flying.
She is flying. Damo, exciting news throughout the course of the week. I had to basically take a step back and think, am I dreaming?
I mean, just because B's gone doesn't mean she has to be gone from our spirit.
No, exactly. I think
if she lives on through our avatar on our Twitter account.
And our song.
I mean, it's like she's never dead.
Pretty much.
She's here every week.
She's always with us.
Yeah, if you tune in to 89.3 FM to the starting block every Thursday night.
Yeah.
B. Arthur lives on.
She does.
Don't let B. Arthur die. You must tune in. Get your friends and family to tune in.
Question about that.
Yes.
Are we actually still on radio?
Yes, we are.
We are. Have we confirmed this? Have we checked this?
I've confirmed.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I check in every now and then just to make sure that we're on.
Because when I was updating
our... Maybe we'll get shadow banned from the station.
When I was updating our profile, because I realised we still had 7 o'clock in our Twitter profile, I put in like, you know, I think we're still on at 10. And I'm like, I realise I've never actually checked. We probably should look into that.
I'm holding up. That's actually tipped me over. The fact that I tune in for a few minutes every week just to make sure that we're actually playing on the radio, that's tipped me over the 50% threshold of ownership. So I'm now a majority share owner in this company.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
You reckon that's how it works, does it?
Yeah.
All right, well, speak to my lawyers.
Yeah.
A return of a great man. If you think 1980s comedy, Damo, or early 1990s.
What do I think of?
Who are you thinking?
Golden Girls, obviously.
Okay, so we're going to put Golden Girls is one echelon.
Okay, just assume Golden Girls.
That's sitcoms,
comedy.
Right? That's just always automatic. I'm talking movies. If you're thinking Pioneers, you're thinking Heroes.
Yeah.
Of late 1980s, early 1990s comedy.
Yeah.
Who comes to mind?
Back to the Future would be up there.
I'm talking actors.
Actors.
So you've got Michael J. Fox, definitely.
Michael J. Fox. Eddie Murphy, Greeno.
Eddie Murphy, definitely part of him.
Yep. That's about it.
Your John Candies.
John Candy, yes.
Definitely John Candies.
Steve Martin.
Your Dan Aykroyds.
Was Steve Martin more 70s into 80s?
No, he was 80s to 90s.
Okay, fair enough.
I think he started late 70s, but worked all the way through the 80s into the 90s.
Early to mid 90s, Adam Sandler, Greeno.
Maybe.
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
The man I'm thinking of, though, who's making an illustrious return.
Oh, good.
After almost 20 years in the abyss.
Yep.
Rick Moranis is back, baby.
Is he really?
He is. So basically, he retired from acting 20 years ago.
You know why?
Because I think maybe his wife passed away?
No, he went to teach at a university, I think you'll find.
Yeah.
But he's also politically, right, he's on the side that the Hollywood folks don't tend to enjoy too much.
Yeah.
And he got the shits with all the goings on in Hollywood back in his day, and he said, that's it, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he had enough of that. I believe he wanted to spend a bit more time with his family, and I think his wife might have been ill at the same time. I think his wife may have passed away.
Hmm.
And it was just, between all that, he was
just
like... He's back.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. As bad as we're going to do a reboot.
Yep.
We used to do a segment on the show at the start of this year where we've rebooted old classic movies.
That's right.
With current people.
Current people.
Something as classic as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
I don't think it'd be replicated.
No, I think you re-release it. Remember, they did that with the Star Wars franchise, like back on the big screen.
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, back on the big screen, Greeno, at IMAX.
There's got to be a way that we can get Rick back in, though.
Yep.
To be involved with the actual reproduction. Maybe...
He could just be on the screen giving an introduction.
Maybe selling tickets.
Say, hey, this is back when I was an actor.
Yeah. Here's what happened.
Enjoy the show. Grab a popcorn before you go in.
Live audio commentary there as well.
That'd be nice.
In the cinema.
In the movie.
But Rick, he doesn't get up front. He doesn't have a mic.
He just sits next to you.
And you have to constantly turn around and go, shh, shh, trying to watch the movie. Shh.
Oh, look at me here.
Yeah, exactly.
This is one of my favorite scenes.
Rick, shut up.
Hey, can I have $5 for a choc top?
Exactly. I've got no money coming in.
Got no money.
The royalties for this movie stopped 25 years ago. Netflix forthcoming SCT TV reunion, Damo.
Since we're rehashing, can we get maybe on the on the sitting down commentary? You know how they made Forrest Gump appear with the former dead president's green in real time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we get Rick and B. Arthur together in the cinema.
Like a Tupac Shakur hologram of B. Arthur in the cinema.
Yeah. She has nothing to do with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids,
but
while we're here.
Well, yeah, if we're going to get her back, just get her involved.
And since we're now the official fan account on Twitter for B. Arthur.
For the Golden Girl, yeah.
I've looked that up.
We are officially the number one.
Unofficially, officially.
Yeah.
We are official, but I can only state it unofficially.
Okay. No, that's all right. That's fair play.
We would get, front row seats, obviously.
Well, obviously.
We'd get the exclusive.
If we're at the movies, though, we don't want to be front row. That's
right, because you get a sword.
We want about three quarters way back.
I mean, you don't want eye surgery.
You don't, exactly.
Yeah.
Nip tuck.
Yeah.
He's joining an afternoon with SCTV, a Netflix forthcoming reunion of that particular show.
Okay.
He'll be joining former castmates Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short, and Dave Thomas.
Never heard of any of them except for Martin Short. David Flaherty, is he the golf commentator?
Joe Flaherty. You've heard of Eugene Levy. He's the dad out of American Pie.
Oh, yes.
You've heard of Catherine O'Hara. She was the mum in Home Alone. Come on!
Oh, really? That's her.
That was her. Mm. You've heard of Martin Short. And Dave Thomas was in Grace Under Fire.
Don't remember.
He was also in Arrested Development as the British spy.
No.
A bunch of different things he's been in. He's been around for a long while.
Okay, he's big A-lister, though.
It'll be, I think, who's doing it? Martin Scorsese. He's actually doing the reunion. He's organising it and will be at the helm.
Isn't he dead as well?
No. Well, if he is.
I mean, B. Arthur's definitely going to be there.
This is impressive.
Bring B back, will you?
A dead guy has managed to bring Rick Moranis back to the TV lexicon. What other jobs do you reckon we can get for Rick? Well, if he's coming back, let's not stop there. We've got the SCTV reunion. I think it'd be a waste to get him out of mothballs.
For nothing.
And not do more.
For nothing. So we could probably get him to host the Logies.
Now we're onto something
that'd
there.
That'd be right up there.
We'll get okay. So
I mean, why wouldn't we? He's probably overqualified.
Probably.
To be fair.
Probably.
I mean, he's no Joey Tribbiani, Greeno, back in the day.
Could Rick Moranis be the saving grace for the Dead Family Feud?
Ah, yes, Greeno. As hosting or as a competitor?
No, as host. So Denya's gone. The show's in a hiatus.
Yep. He's probably taller than Grant.
Can we bring Rick Moranis in? Yep. I think he'd weave magic into that show, into that format.
If not, maybe we can just bring him in to coach Grant.
Just go, look, here's how we did it.
Give you some pointers.
Here's how we did it on the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids set, Rick.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
With a DVD commentary.
Here's how it's really done.
Yep. We could just give Grant a little headset in his ear and just have Rick feeding him lines.
About?
You know, how to host.
Say survey says here. No, don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Survey says. Yeah.
Mention B, Arthur.
Yeah, talk about B. What is your top? There's a topic for Family Feud.
Yeah.
Top 10 Golden Girls episodes.
Oh, yeah. You have to actually get the title of the episode.
You
get
the exact title and credit who the writer is.
Yeah.
I'm
actually going to look up the top 10 Golden Girls
episodes. Top 10 Golden
Girls
episodes. Yeah. That'd be good. We'll do that as a back end of this episode. Yeah. I hate to do it, Damo, but we've got to talk a bit of sport.
Oh, really?
And when we talk sport, we can talk rugby.
Rugby?
Because we love rugby here on the show. A lot of rugby fans tune in exclusively to listen to the rugby content here on the Starting Block. And the reason I do...
Oh, Greeno, sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt with Golden Girls news.
Yep.
Did you know that the very top Golden Girls episode was called Ladies of the Evening? It was back in 1986. And guess who was a co-star in it, Greeno?
Who's that?
Burt Reynolds.
Wow.
Burt Reynolds, baby.
I believe that is a Golden Girl stat. I'm a scat man.
There you go.
Burt Reynolds. Evening Shade's own Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
They're making Well, there's no wonder that that's the number one rated episode.
Well, because there's nothing that Burt Reynolds has ever done that hasn't been number one.
Exactly.
That hasn't been good.
It's gold.
If Burt Reynolds was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, then Rick Moranis would never have quit.
Exactly. Just would have
still be riding those coattails like Mark Hamill.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
We are talking rugby, I believe.
Okay.
And the only reason I bring it up, Damo...
Hopefully there's a court date.
I think there's a bit of exotic bet of the week.
Okay, let's go.
Because somehow the Waratahs were up 29-0 and lost.
Really?
Great. So, bit of Tim Simona action.
Oh, was that to the Canterbury Crusaders?
It sure was.
Yeah, there you go.
So, they end up losing 31-29.
Yep.
But I'm going to have to do a nice Gary.
Nice Gary!
To the Crusaders ground DJ.
Yes.
Because after they got up in the dying stages of the match, I don't know if you heard about this, over the loudspeaker, they chose to play, obviously just to troll Israel Folau, a bit of YMCA.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Break. We've been talking more Rick Moranis because that's what the blockheads want to hear.
Yeah.
Turns out he had released an album. Have we established it's a comedy album?
Yeah, The Great White North.
It was also he's also an accomplished musician.
Yeah.
He's a singer. He's a playwright. He does it all.
And his net worth is about $10 million, which is actually pennies compared to most Hollywood actors today.
Correct. 100%. I'm looking up top 10 Rick Moranis facts, and I tell you. They're not very good. So I'm not going to bother talking about those.
And his full name is Frederick Alan Moranis.
Exactly.
And he's Canadian.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
On
you, Rick.
AFL review, Damo.
Review show.
You want to talk anything about the AFL on the weekend?
No, the Giants are still terrible.
Still terrible. Still lost, I saw. A
lot of injuries again.
Yeah.
I think we'll get Josh Kelly back in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Toby Green's about 3 or 4 away. Phil Davis might not play again this week because he got knocked out in the last game.
Yeah.
Headbutted somebody's elbow, Greeno.
That'll happen.
Yeah, it happens. So, yep, terrible all round. Yep. But not looking good for the Giants this year, I don't think.
I'm convinced you put in less and less effort every week with your that's your pony, right?
Yeah.
I give you your one segment per week is sole demo. This is your domain.
Well, during the show, I could have been looking up AFL stats, but instead I was looking up bloody Rick Moranis and B. Arthur Greeno.
And I think
keeping in theme with the show.
I think you're on point.
I'm trying to get us more followers, Greeno.
Okay, understandable. Yeah. So
I'm dedicated to the cause.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
Screw the sport. We've already established that.
I'm impressed so far. We're 38 minutes in.
Yep.
And we definitely fit into the anti-sports show genre.
Yes.
Because all I've heard on any sport-related show for the last day and a half was people pretending Cameron Smith was dead, talking about how great a player he was, he's one of the all-time, he's an immortal, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing smoke up his posterior because he announced his retirement from rep football. So all he announced was just, okay, I'm not going to play rep footy this year. And everyone's, oh, he's an absolute legend. And conveniently, he announced his rep retirement the week he copped a suspension for pretty much tearing a player's groin off and injuring him, so thus missing the week. First time being suspended in his career.
Really? That's very amazing, the first time he's been suspended.
Well, he gets away with a fair bit.
He does, yeah.
He put an elbow on someone last week, wasn't even sighted.
Really?
Yeah.
Greeno, do you want to hit the stat man for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And let me get on over to the important
I'm the stat man!
Here's an interesting stat for you, Greeno. This is from the website 20 Fun Facts About the Golden Girls. Number two, Greeno, NBC was against casting B. Arthur.
What?!
I know. Should we boycott NBC now?
I guarantee it right here, Damo.
35 years after the fact.
I will not be watching another NBC program for as long as I live.
Yeah. Harris actually wrote the role of Dorothy with Arthur in mind, having worked with the actress on several episodes of Maud, Greeno.
Mm.
But then NBC president Brandon Tartikoff, then NBC president, so he obviously didn't last long making stupid decisions like this, was against the idea, stating that Arthur's Q score, quote, a rating system of performers' audience appeal, was too low.
Yes.
She was recognisable, but, quote, not lovable.
Who was Brandon's pick for the B. Arthur role? Does it say?
Broadway legend Elaine Stritch was a contender for the part.
Could you imagine? That's one of those sliding doors moments, really. Do you imagine what this world would look like had the role gone to Elaine Stritch instead of B. Arthur?
It'd be terrible.
We could be in like a post-apocalyptic war zone right now.
It would be just another show.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the classic embedded to our hearts that it is today. One more stat man for you, Greeno.
One more stat man. Next
I'm a stat man.
I mean, unless you want me to keep going all night. Number five, Greeno. Estelle Getty was 1 year younger than her TV daughter.
I was aware of that. I did know that stat.
There you go.
Another one.
So that just shows how the range of B. Arthur.
Mm.
She can actually play someone younger than someone who's actually younger than her on a show. It just shows the remarkable acting skills of B. Arthur.
Unbelievable. While we're on
I'm
that,
a scat man.
Interesting stat I heard. It was the Ferris Bueller, I think 25 years since that was released, 30 years over maybe this year. The guy that played the friend, I think it's Alan Tuck.
Yes.
He was 30 years of age when he was in that movie.
Is that right?
Playing a 17-year-old.
And then he went on to host a show called Uncommon Knowledge, where we would have intellectual discussions with authors, Greeno, on American TV.
Also in Spin City.
Got another stat for you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a scat man.
This actually might explain the opening of the show, Greeno. Number eight, Queen Elizabeth is a huge Golden Girls fan.
Mmm.
So maybe knowing this, maybe the father isn't a fan of the Golden Girls, and Queen Elizabeth said, you know, if you don't bring some DVDs, you're not welcome.
Wow.
You're not welcome. You heard it here first.
Look, that is understandable. If I'm the Queen and I'm looking over the guest list, the first thing I'm looking at, Golden Girls fan, yay or nay, and if I see anyone in the nay column, well, I'm sorry. That's not the kind of clientele I want at this wedding. The taxpayers will not stand for it.
That's true.
They are paying for this thing.
Yeah.
So well, they get their say.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair enough.
I
think we're on the level.
Let's talk a little bit of ratings, Damo.
Okay. Do we have to?
We have to.
Okay.
Because fans love their Thursday night footy.
I bet they do. Not as much as they love the Golden Girls.
Not as much.
And
no.
Not as much as the Queen loves the Golden Girls.
Correct.
You'll be pleased to know.
Looking through the ratings here, 1 through 4, as always, are news.
Yep.
Now, the illustrious return of MasterChef leads to them being number 5.
Ah, okay. That show's just a juggernaut, isn't it?
Oh, it's pretty good.
You know, I've spoken to Americans who actually prefer the Australian MasterChef over the American one.
Yeah, because the American one is too dramatic.
It's too cheesy, too hammy.
It's too cheesy, too hammy, too much about
perfect
the drama.
Perfect for a cooking show,
where
cheese and ham.
This is all about, you know, the cooking, the food, Damo.
Yeah,
the food
art.
Is the hero.
The artistry.
That's at number 5. You've got A Current Affair, you've got Home and Away, you've got ABC News. 9 is House Rules.
House Rules. What's that?
That's another one of those. It's like a block ripoff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so some construction show. They do a house.
There is money in the ripoff shows because there's a MasterChef ripoff, isn't there? Is that My Kitchen Rules?
My Kitchen Rules is
so
a MasterChef
these,
ripoff.
These must be both Channel 7s.
They
the two ripoffs. Yep. House
did,
Rules, My Kitchen
they
Rules.
They did the ripoff of American Ninja Warrior, which ended up being a bit of a turd.
Oh, okay.
They had to drop it after 2 episodes.
Excellent.
They spent all this money doing it. They put it on like.
Because you'll never, you know why? Because you'll never recapture, speaking of early 90s references, Greeno, you'll never recapture the magic that was Gladiators.
Correct.
Back in the day. They all keep trying, but you can't get it.
Remember they brought Gladiators back?
Yeah, with John Alexander.
No, it wasn't John Alexander. They brought it back, I forget who the host was.
Oh, no, you couldn't have John Alexander do it now because he's a member of Parliament, isn't he?
Yeah, that is correct. He's a bit busy.
well, not just that.
Yeah.
I mean, the you know, the standing.
Yeah, true. I actually think standing, the Gladiators host.
Do you reckon
it'd
be a vote? Do you reckon it'd be a vote winner?
If you were
in his seat, I think he's in Bennelong, Greener.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he took over from Maxime McHugh, didn't he?
Yeah, who took over from John Howard.
Correct.
So if he was in Bennelong, if you were a voter in Bennelong, obviously you'd be watching Gladiators.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big demographic out
there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So if you were, you know, thinking about, oh, do I vote for JA? Do I vote for someone else? And he comes out, he's like, Taipan, are you ready?
I like it. I like it.
That's a vote winner.
I can we take one step further. I think that I'd like to see further Gladiators alumni.
Ah, yes.
Put their hat in the ring.
Storm, Delta,
into
Taipan.
Yeah, exactly. Into
Vulcan.
The, you know,
remember the Vulcan?
The public service, correct.
Yep.
So I want to see Vulcan out there campaigning for votes.
Like
and,
The Rock.
And being my local member.
Yeah, he was our Rock, wasn't he?
He was, correct.
Yeah, Vulcan.
So I'd go Vulcan. Remember Delta?
Delta,
Well, she was the most... As 13-year-olds...
Yeah.
Geez, we enjoyed watching her.
She was the most attractive one, but she mustn't have been very good because she would never get invited to do any of the challenges.
No, she was terrible.
She
was there for 13-year-old eye candy. Yeah. Where were we?
How do you feel?
How do you feel? Kimberly Joseph. That's
Kimberly
right.
Joseph. JoJo.
It's nothing but callbacks today.
And who was the male host for 5,000 internets?
That was John Alexander. Oh, no, he was the referee.
He was the referee.
The male host was a guy that had a ponytail.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
It was John something.
Okay.
Look that up.
Look it up.
While I go through the ratings, you look up the original host of Gladiators, because that's what the blockheads do tune in for.
Well, it's technically sport, isn't
it? On the station's only sports show.
Technically sport.
The Chase was at 10, Damo. You had The Project 11. Hot Seat at 12.
Hot Seat.
10 News. Show me the money.
Aaron Pedersen, Greeno.
That's who it was.
Yeah, John
Aaron
something.
Aaron Pedersen.
Yeah.
No, because no, was there a secondary host? Because there was a John something host.
Kimberly
after
Joseph
him.
And Aaron Pedersen.
No, and then who did the later series?
Mike Whitney was the host. Whitney was the referee.
He was the referee. Who was the other host? There's got to be other hosts. From later
Mike
series.
Hammond.
Mike Hammond is who I was thinking
Mike
of.
Hammond. Still not a John.
I thought it was Aaron Pedersen.
Hey?
I thought Aaron Pedersen did it.
Yeah, he was the first host, Greeno. He was also Detective Senior Constable Duncan Freeman in City Homicide.
He was, that's correct.
There you go. He's also in Water Rats.
Aaron Patterson, yeah.
There you go.
Small world.
Yep.
Thursday Night Footy.
He's no B. Arthur.
He's no B. Arthur.
But worth a mention anyway.
Down there in 15, Damo, which, look, in essence, you're kind of like, well, that's not a bad showing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to put into context is only, that got 422,000 viewers.
Yeah.
Now,
I miss Mighty Trains.
With 410,000, though, so only 12,000 less, was the 2018 budget opposition reply.
Really?
Tuned into the ABC.
Hang on, was the budget actually, did the budget make it that high?
It didn't. That's my point.
So
the opposition's reply
rated
almost
higher.
Rated as well as Thursday Night Footy. Now, while we're talking ratings, Damo, our number one blockhead, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay.
I saw her put out a tweet last week. She'd been sent an email from someone talking about the TV ratings, where they were saying that there was 1.7 million people that tuned in to watch the Eels-Dogs game.
But she's like, hang on, I know guys who are all over this. I know a couple of experts.
It was a dog's breakfast, right? Dog's breakfast. And they were going, 1.7 million thought that was like, had to endure that as a game of footy.
Yep.
So I went into the research.
That doesn't sound right.
So I looked into it, and I had to reply to Mary Kay. I'm like, look, I don't mean to be out of place here.
Yeah.
But we know our ratings.
Yes.
And I mean,
this was the first thing we were fixing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well before the fixer.
We fixed the ratings. Yeah. I'm like, I've looked into this. According to my stats,
yes,
only 333,000 tuned into Channel 9.
That's right.
That means 1.4 million people tuned in on Foxtel?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Do that many people even have Foxtel?
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know where this lady's made up her figures from, but there definitely wasn't 1.7 million people tuning into that. They would have been lucky to get 500,000.
What was the reply you got? Shut the hell up, leave me alone?
No, she was just like, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yep. Interesting. So I had to point out bad stats.
Yeah, good. Did you get any reply from Buzzer Offfield?
The Buzzer, no.
No.
No, Buzzer doesn't like my tweets.
Oh, okay. Because
I talk facts.
Facts.
And B. Arthur.
And B. Arthur.
He's a big Golden Girls fan, though.
He's a massive Golden Girls fan.
Who isn't?
Where are we? We're 47 minutes in. This is ridiculous.
We're flying. I've got
to play this just for the simple fact that, you know, it's been a while.
You want to kill some time.
Oh,
no,
goodness.
Don't want to kill time. We're in segment two. We've got 5 minutes left.
Do not kill time.
Exactly.
Who's in the dock this week, Greg?
Kenny Edwards' career could hang in the balance.
Who?
As reports, Kenny Edwards, he's a power player.
Okay.
As reports suggest.
That's why I don't know him, because they're coming last.
Second last, I believe.
Second last.
Oh, no, I think they are last again now, because they lost the Dogs.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be our year this year, para fans. We're going to be right up there. I saw Jared Haynes sitting on the bench, and I thought, well, that's appropriate.
Yeah, that sounds about
right.
That's
where he belongs.
He's dreaming.
Yeah.
He allegedly drove on a suspended license, abandoned his car, and then ran from police on foot in Maryland's West.
Oh, well done. Well, that's the place to do it.
It is. Yeah. Now, what I thought...
Location, location, location.
Once again, we need to bring the fixer in for Kenny.
Okay.
Now, I know it's a bit late, but if we could have gone back...
Yeah, better if we can fix it before the
beforehand,
event.
Beforehand,
but that's not the way the fixer works.
Exactly. If, however...
We're not changing the fixer just for this bloke.
No, not for this guy.
No.
That's not how we roll.
If we can make B. Arthur undead, then we're talking.
Correct. So basically, drove a suspended license, abandoned his car, and ran off, caught by police. Now, what he did, rookie error, and I understand, people make it, it's understandable.
Pack rollerblades.
No. Should have dressed as a cow.
Oh, yes, of course.
All you would have copped is a $4,000 fine, and a bit of, oh, boys will be boys, and you would have been back in the lineup for this week, Kenny. Fixed.
Fantastic. Done. Is it hard to drive when dressed as a cow? Like, would you get some, would the steering wheel rub on your udder?
Yeah, but I think you can use the udder as a bit of a supportive device.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kind of like an assisted thing when
assisted
it comes to the steering wheel.
Assisted steering module.
Kind of like when you put your knees up to the steering wheel when you're trying to smash down a Macca's burger and chips.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, I saw today, I don't mean to give Macca's any free publicity, but 30 years, I think it was, since the Big Mac was first released, something
really?
In that regard. Whatever. No, it was longer than that, like 50
Has
years.
Has to
maybe.
Be longer
Must
than
50.
That.
So as they were doing a special edition Big Mac, right?
Okay.
Which was basically all it did was, more sauce.
Use 40-year-old ingredients.
It was more sauce, and it was a bigger bun and bigger patties for a limited time.
Is that already finished, is it?
As a mate pointed out to me, we were chatting about at lunch, he goes, well, what do you mean? They mean they're just going to do the Big Mac the same size they used to sell it for?
Yeah.
Back in the day,
for
before
a lot
they
cheaper.
Shrunk the burger? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Back when it was about 50 cents a burger.
Correct. So I'm going to put that down as a dick.
It's a dick. Letting us know what we're missing out on.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We haven't been paying much attention to the fact that Paul Gallen's been injured for the last month.
Is
and
he?
Normally I don't care.
I just assumed he'd finally retired.
No, well, at the end of this year he will be.
Okay.
Now, normally I don't care, but unfortunately... remember at the start of the season, Gal had a record in sight.
Yeah.
And I'm generally worried that he may now not achieve the record that's rightfully his.
And what's that?
At the start of the year, he only needed 12 losses to be the losingest player in rugby league history. Now, by being out injured for the last 4 weeks, he has basically pissed away a chance. That could have been four guaranteed losses. Could have been in Gal's pocket.
What are you doing, Gal?
Get back on the field, Gal. This record isn't going to break itself.
Just put him out there on a stretcher. They're going to lose anyway. Now, you may as well be on the field for it.
The good thing is he's already played in 4 losses this year, so he's only got 8 to go.
8 to go. Yet how many games?
Yet since he got back from... Once he went off injured, the Sharks haven't lost a game.
Oh, no.
Coincidence, I think not. We don't have time to play another song. We're going to party with him.
Station, 89.3, 2GLF.
Let's see what else is in the rundown, Damo. NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs. How are the Houston Rockets doing?
Houston got dusted in the first game against Golden State. Got completely outplayed, unfortunately.
Okay.
They're down 1-0. Game again tomorrow, still in Houston, I believe.
Okay, good.
Maybe they were at Golden State.
So they didn't come correct.
They didn't, no. Lost by a fair bit, actually.
Okay.
But on the plus side, my Boston Celtics.
Yeah, that's 2-0 amazing. Up, baby, that's amazing they've
against
gotten
the
this
Cavs.
Far.
And that's against today. So LeBron had a quiet first game, and everyone's like, he's going to come out strong game two.
And he did.
And he did. He got a 40-point triple-double.
Yeah.
But the problem is none of his other team actually helped him out.
No.
So they still got dusted by 20.
He's not going to win a championship at Cleveland, is he?
Well, he's already won one.
Has he? When did he do that?
He won that 2 years ago.
Oh, did he really?
When they came back from 3-1 down.
Oh, yes, of course.
But so I'm cheering on Houston because I want to see our two teams face off in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That'd be a win-win situation.
Yeah.
MLB
news. I'm glad that you shifted teams from years ago because I don't think we'll ever see Minnesota Timberwolves there.
Probably not.
probably never make it.
Or when I was a kid, the Orlando Magic.
This is your third team you're on now.
It is. This is what I'm sticking with.
Yeah, sticking with Boston.
I've had this one for a good 15 years now.
Okay, so that's long enough.
That's solid.
That's long enough.
MLB news. Last week, we talked about how I didn't believe if a team had a combined no-hitter, didn't give a shit.
Yep.
However, the next day, James Paxton became the first pitcher in MLB and Mariners history to throw a no-hitter whilst also being attacked by a bald eagle in the same year. So earlier in the year, James Paxton, during the national anthem, they let an eagle out. And
it attacked him.
And basically, he looked like the trainer, so the eagle landed on him. And instead of freaking out, he just stood there while the eagle landed on him. Next game round, no-hitter.
Wow.
He's a Canadian, and he did it whilst playing in Canada, playing against Toronto.
Who would have thought there were eagles in Canada as well?
Exactly.
Incredible.
And that's the third no-hitter of the season, all in 3 different countries. So Sean Manai did it in Oakland in the USA, the Dodgers did their team one in Mexico, and James Paxton did it in Canada. I'm going to give myself a stat man for that. That's pretty solid.
Pretty solid. I'm a stat man. Greeno, who do you think's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Who's playing in it?
Tampa Bay versus the Washington Capitals.
Ooh.
Tampa Bay beat Boston Bruins and the Capitals beat the Penguins.
I'm going to go Washington.
Washington.
I'm going to go DC.
Okay, why not?
Give DC a bit of love.
Go for it.
An uneducated guess.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Today it was announced that Robinson Cano has been suspended for 80 games for a PED use. He's basically pissed away his Hall of Fame career now.
Wow.
He was busted with a weight loss pill, but effectively that weight loss pill is a diuretic to mask PED, steroid use. So he's done. And then our main man, Joey Votto, who we've loved throughout the course of this year, he was basically heckling
Joey
Dodgers
Votto.
Fans. He was a heckling Dodgers fan. He was signaling to his armpit saying, "You stink," and then hit a 2-run homer on the first pitch.
Oh, actually, there's more teams in it as well. You've also got the Winnipeg Jets and the Vegas Golden Knights, Greener.
So we're only at the semifinals.
Yeah, we're at the semifinals, yeah.
We'll do the big...
It's the final four. It's the final
four. We'll do the NHL preview.
That's all right. You may as well stick with your original bet.
Pretty much.
Who knows?
We don't have any music. We probably should do this considering BE sent through a UK report.
Oh, yes, please. BE from the UK.
Correct. It's back. Cool. We haven't got the music, unfortunately, BE, because we haven't bothered to fill it in.
No.
So he's over there in England.
Yep.
And watching the Champions League, I believe, on a Champions Playoff semi-final. So he was there watching Craven Cottage get the win the second leg. They won 2-0 in that game, 2-1 on aggregate, and off to Wembley for the final. Thanks to BE for his UK report. Live. He did send through a video, but we just didn't put it up.
Oh.
Moving on from that.
Yep.
Justin Langer reckons he
I didn't
would
know
have...
he sent through a video. You could have told me that.
He sent through the Twitter feed.
Did
he sent through mine. I didn't include Boogie Bumper.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Would
have got more eyeballs.
Yeah, that's the problem. The B. Arthur fans don't give a stuff
about
English Premier League.
No.
And Justin Langer, good start to the coaching.
Oh, yeah.
In one of his first presses, he said, I would have ball tampered too if a senior player asked me to.
Oh, well done.
Well done, JT. Way to get off on the bad good foot. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Wheel always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down